Economic globalization has outpaced political globalization. Economic globalization is the closer integration of the countries of the world. As we become more integrated, we become more interdependent. What happens in one part of the system affects others. That means we need more collective action. But we don't have the democratic political institutions or the mindsets that allow us to act cooperatively at a global level. The result of this, you can see dramatically in so many different ways. Domestically, when we talk about an issue of economic policy, we always ask what's efficient, but also what is fair, and we look at the effects on various groups. Our trade, U.S. trade representative, when we send them off to Geneva, we don't say, come back with a fair trade agreement. If he did that, he would be fired. We say, come back with the best agreement for America, and what we really mean is come back for the best agreement for those who are giving large campaign contributions. And you can see the disparity and the outcomes. Clinton administration, one of the big issues, the beginning administration, was access to health care. And one of the problems was high drug prices. And the administration rightly criticized the drug companies. But when it came internationally, we were in effect in bed with the drug companies. At the trade agreement that I referred to earlier, the Uruguay round, part of that was a provision called TRIPS, trade-related intellectual property. And it was not trade-related. They just put it there so they could put it inside the agreement. There already was a World Intellectual Property Organization, so they had to have a reason to put it into a trade agreement. So they put those words TR in front. But no one was really fooled. The real objective of this was to make generic medicines less accessible to the poor. And this is a very important issue because generic medicines are 5-10% of the price of brand name medicines. So a year's treatment of AIDS medicine, generic medicines will cost under $300 for brand name $10,000. If your income is $300 or even $3,000 a year, you can't afford $10,000. So when they signed the agreement in Marrakesh, they were signing the death warrants for thousands of people in sub-Saharan Africa who would no longer be able to afford the generic medicines that would be available, and we made generic medicines no longer available to them.